all successful people have in common is a coach or coaches. Throughout my life, I have had coaches. I remember my first job out of college. I was selling radio advertising and bombing magnificently at it. And what I did was I began to work with people who had succeeded at this, where I had failed, who were willing to work with me one-on-one to coach me to succeed. And as I shared with you when we did the topic of the greater nerd theory the other day, it's very important to have the opportunity to reach out to people who can help you with a specific challenge. And there are people who are more than happy to help you work through it. I think the very fact, other than my cousin and the people who went with me and went to high school with me who are here today or during this video, the only reason most of you know me is because I'm the founder of the complaint-free movement with over 13 million followers around the world. And what you don't know is that was my very first job out of ministerial school. I was ordained, I graduated, and then I went to work for Unity Village for a while, running retreats and seminars. And then the opportunity became available at Christ Church Unity on Berry Road in Kansas City, Missouri. I went there and I started, and I was there for 10 months when I did the talk. On July 23rd, 2006, I did the talk on not complaining and using the bracelet as a tool to measure your 21-day progress towards going 21 days in a row without complaining. Now, what you don't know is that from day one, which was August 5th at that church, I hired a minister coach. I hired a minister who had been ordained for over 30 years. This man had pioneered a little church, had successfully grown it, had gone through all the typical politics and upheavals and challenges and board situations. He knew the ropes. And I met with him every single week. Every week, up to and including the time that I did the talk that changed my life. And I want to show you a few pictures today. And today I want to share with you that the culmination of all of the things that I've dreamed about with regards to this are coming to fruition. So I'm going to share something with you in just a moment. But I remember that day, and I want you to take a look at me. Holy cow, I'm heavier than Oprah in that picture, and I know she's always had issues with her weight going up and down. The point is, I am with Oprah. Now, they picked me up at a limousine at the hotel. I said hotel. I'll never get that Southern out of my voice. They picked me up at the limousine at the hotel where I was staying with my family, and they took me to the show. Now, while we're in the limousine, the car had a phone. This was in 2007, so this was 13 years ago. So I called the most important person in my life at that moment to help me be centered, calm, optimistic, believe in myself, etc. And that was my coach. The last person I talked to before I was on the show was my minister coach. Now, the interesting thing was, after I got out of there, the first person I called was my mother. I called her in the car and we talked for just a moment. And I've shared with you that story before. But then after that, the next person I called was my coach. So you saw that picture of me and Oprah. Take a look at it one more time. I think I was clocking in at 237 pounds then. I was 47 years old at the time, 48, almost 48, when that was taken. And looking at those pictures, I realized that I wanted to make a change. Now, I had always been the fat kid in high school, as you know, and my weight had gone, or in school, and my weight has gone up and down and up and down. But one thing I had never done was gotten in really, really good shape. Now, I had planned a trip to Jamaica, and it was a couple of years out, so had not gone yet. Planning to go to Jamaica, had not gone yet. And so I decided I was going to get in the best shape of my life. So what do you think I did? Well, I could go to YouTube. I could read books. I had done all that. I wanted a coach. I wanted somebody who understood my unique needs when it came to my body and getting in shape. And I wanted somebody who understood nutrition, someone who would inspire me, and someone who would hold me accountable. And I actually recruited my good friend, John Gallardo, who was a former Mr. North Carolina and a former Mr. Eastern Region. That meant he was the top bodybuilder in the southern states, southeastern United States. And so he became my coach, and he worked with me for about a year and a half. And one day, this woman came to our studio to shoot some promotional pictures for me, like speaking pictures, you know, the typical ones of, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she noticed that I had been working out. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I have been. And I said, I've been working with this coach, a friend of mine, who's a bodybuilder. And I said, hey, listen, would you do me a favor? I said, I know this sounds creepy, but nothing strange. And I was standing in front of a black background, and I said, if I take off my shirt, will you take a picture of me real quick? Now, this is getting near to my trip. I still had a few months of working out to kind of get where I wanted to be, but this was the picture she took of me. Now, I'm not going to leave it up there very long, but this is the power of coaching. This is the power. I went from this on the Oprah Winfrey Show at the age of 46 to this at the age of 43. And getting on the Oprah Winfrey Show and getting into that kind of shape all came from me having a coach. So today, after 10 years, I am announcing complaint-free coaching. I have recruited, and I have hand-selected, and I have hand-trained, personally trained, a group of coaches who are providing life coaching, one-on-one, customized life coaching. And these people are awesome. They are next level. I'm going to be sharing with you some testimonials from people who have already used this program and worked with my coaches, and the changes that have come in their lives are just amazing. Just amazing, both personally and professionally. So what I realized was that, yeah, I read a lot of personal development books. I listen to a lot of personal development podcasts. I go to a lot of personal development seminars. But in every case, the people who have gotten me through to the next level have been one person that I have had who is working with me one-on-one. And I've wanted to do this for years because I personally have been coaching a lot of people one-on-one. But there's only one of me. And now I have a trained staff. So this is the big announcement. You can have one free 45-minute coaching consultation. All you've got to do is go to www.complaintfreecoaching.com. Now, what's going to happen there? There's a video of me. It's about a minute and a half, maybe two, and I explain the next steps, the next process to you. But the main thing is you fill out a little form, and it helps you clarify whether or not this is right for you. This is not right for everyone. I don't have unlimited coaches. We can only offer this to a certain amount of people. So you just go to www.complaintfreecoaching.com, fill out the form, and then you schedule a free coaching consultation. Inside, I'm doing cartwheels. I am flipping out. I know that this is the one thing that has been missing that I could bring to you to help you heal your life, transform your life. And what I've discovered is a coach saves me time and money. I recently hired a coach. I'll tell you the story, and then I want to hear what you all have to say. I don't want to give you his name. His name's Tim. But I met him through a guy I met on an airplane. It was total serendipity. Met this guy on an airplane and explained to him that I just couldn't get my online presence right. It just wasn't working. And after years of struggling, and he told me about this guy, and I met the guy. And the guy quoted me a fee of working with me, and it was $100,000. And as I looked at it, I was like, he's totally worth it. He is totally worth it. Everything he said and has done, he's impeccable. He could just shave years off of what I'm able to do. Well, instead of working with me for a year for $100,000, he agreed to do 8 weeks for $10,000. Still a heck of a lot of money. This was just a few months ago. And I can't tell you how confident we all feel in my organization now. We now know what we're doing. He's shaved off years. We could have how-do-I'd on YouTube for the rest of our lives and never gotten so much. And that's what a coach provides. So just check it out. That's all I'm asking you to do and inviting you to do. And remember, we don't have unlimited space. So check out www.complaintfreecoaching.com. Like I said, it is just, every time I step outside here, it's like, whoa. So let me take a look and see what all you all have to say. Tell me what you think. Let me back up. All these wonderful comments. Thank you. That is when I first saw you, says Sherry Elstein. When I was on Oprah, that's so cool. Yeah. Whenever I show that picture of me and Oprah when I speak, because I'm standing on stage now, you know, right there, I've got probably a 44-inch waist and everything, and now I've got a 34-inch waist. I'm standing on stage, and I say, that picture was taken 12 years ago when I was much older. Bada bang. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you very much. Keep it going for your headliner. Lynn says, don't lose that Southern accent. You know, I find that it comes out in certain moments. Michelle Doherty says, awesome, possum. Brilliant, I love the concept. Great, Heather, check it out. You guys click over. Check it, it's open right now. I checked the link right before I came. Watch the video, I shot it in my living room just a few days ago. It's only a minute or two, it explains what happens. And then if you want to, fill out the form. And I went through the form. The form gave me clarity. And by the way, if you do the complaint-free coaching consultation with the person for 45 minutes with the person I worked with, if you do that and you decide this isn't right for you, that's totally cool. No harm, no foul. You will already have gotten clarity about your life, focus, and there's a free gift. I gave them a free gift that they are authorized to give you once you have done it. Because we want to make sure that this just fills you no matter what. We are here to serve and we are here to give. Cynthia Barcher says, everyone needs a personal coach in the corner. Love it. Lynn Blackman says, love it. Brilliant. Says Linda Farrell. Heather Ellis says, brilliant, love the concept, love it. I completely agree about the value of personal coaching, Jocelyn says. All right, so everyone who says love it, like it, awesome, whatever, you're going to be my first clicks over. Check everything out. We just got it all set up. I'm super excited about it. The landing page is so easy. It's a video and it says click here. A form pops up. You click the form. You fill out the form. 5 minutes, maybe 10. You submit it. Then you are contacted and you have your consultation. If it all makes sense. And it's very gentle and it helps you gain clarity just going through the process. So I was afraid I would do this, y'all. I have talked and I have over-talked this morning. I'm so glad to have you. I'm about to blow your mind with a little color. Check this out. These are wildflowers outside of Lynn Balloon's home. Now, a balloon. Now, yes, I pop the color quite a bit. But what I'm trying to say is that notice the beauty and the color around you. Pop it in your own mind today. As you go out into the world, focus on what is good and what is beautiful. There's a lot dark, there's a lot frightening, and yet there's a lot to be hopeful for. There's a lot time to be excited about, and I am grateful to have you part of it. So if you want to check out Complaint Free Meditation and meditate with us live, we'll be doing so in 5 minutes. Otherwise, tomorrow's our last jumpstart of the week, and we're going to be jumpstarting The Price of Freedom. Michelle Bland, thank you so much. I love first-timers. I should always ask if there are any first-timers here. Beautiful, Lynn. Guidance is very important, says my cousin, Lynn. Everyone needs someone in their corner. All right, everybody, listen, I'm in your corner. The thing, and I thought about that today. You could say, well, Will is my coach. He inspires me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let me share with you something. When I was getting ready to go on the Oprah show at about 6 o'clock in the morning, I was having a panic attack. And you know what I did? I picked up the phone and I called my coach. And you know what he did? He answered. One of the things that's included when someone is part of the Complaint Free Coaching program that I was really insistent upon was that a person be able to call in and talk to a coach whenever they felt the need, not just at a formal session. Think about that. Think about that. And that's awesome. That to me is having a coach in your corner that you can reach out to, that's got a personalized agenda that you have created and is holding you to that agenda. The reason I was able to get in such good shape was every day I had to send my workout and my food to my coach. Hopefully I've said enough. Look forward to seeing you in my complaint-free coaching program. And I look forward to those of you who are going to meditate with me. Join me tomorrow. We're going to talk about the price of freedom. You know what the price of freedom is? Of course you do. It's eternal vigilance. By the way, happy birthday. I don't see him here with us, but I'm sure he'll watch this, to one of our great fans who's name is not coming to me right now. I can't believe it. He's probably like one of our most loyal viewers, followers, etc. And I'm going to stay here until I wish. Mark Gleason. Mark's going to laugh when he sees this. Anyway, Mark Gleason has been one of my biggest fans since I was on Oprah years ago. So, all right, everybody, make it a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.